Recording. Welcome to Nerdy Last Week. I am your host, the short nerdy guy. How are we doing? I hope you are doing well. I hope wherever you're listening to this, in any state, country, or anywhere else, you're doing well. And I hope everything is going okay. It is a crazy day. It was a crazy last night and a crazy today because so many things have come out from midnight last night to today. Invincible came out last night. A new episode of Falcon and the Winter Soldier came out. The Mighty Ducks new show came out. Suicide Squad trailer premiered today. And I have seen it all. It was I had a salad with some raspberry vinaigrette, and it is like stuck in the back of my throat and is tickling it without end and will not go away. Right, maybe that'll work. Anyways. Yeah, there was a ton of things that came out today. And there was a little craziness where some people thought that Godzilla versus Kong, King Kong, was coming out today as well. But now the confusion is if you Google it, it says March 25th. Today is the 26th, I want to say. And that would, yeah, it's 26th, and it said it came out on the 25th. Then everyone would think, oh my God, we get to see Kong as well. No, it came out on the 25th yesterday for international people. So for everyone in the States, it comes out on the 31st, which let's go to the calendar that you can't see because this is a audio podcast. The 31st is a Wednesday. So we'll get to see Kong and Godzilla fight it out over on the 31st on a Wednesday. So there you go. Invincible is crazy good. It's on Amazon Prime. It's on Amazon Prime Video. It's amazing. The first three episodes are out. If you get it, watch it. It's pretty damn good. If you've read the comic book, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't read the comic book, it is a different take on superheroes. The father is from another planet, so it's almost like a Superman thing, but he's like a grown ass man. And in your planet, you get to pick what you want to do, and so he decided to be Earth's sole protector. There's a whole bunch of other teams of superheroes that work for this secret, or it's like SHIELD, but it's not SHIELD. It's more governmented oriented. It's not like a secret organization or anything like that. It's a it's a government owned thing, but the government disavows any knowledge of it. So it's kind of like SHIELD, but kind of not like SHIELD. It's got some SHIELD overtones, but the show is great so far. Go check it out. Also, if you're a fan of the Mighty Ducks, their show starts today as well. I have not checked that out yet. I just finished Invincible episode 3, And so now, after I do the podcast, I'm going to go watch my ducks. And then I am going to take a very long sleep because I have consumed a lot of content in 2 days. And that's a lot of real world superhero stuff that I've taken in so far. So it's been a day. Also, Marvel's Blade has tapped Watchmen subscriber Stacy. I'm so sorry, Stacy, if anyone listens to this, or I'm going to butcher this name completely, and I'm so sorry. First name is Stacy Ocena Coflower. Yeah, I'm sorry. So she was, I believe this scriber is scriptwriter probably, she's the first black woman to be penning the Marvel films. Let's see here. And so it says here that she will be the first black woman to write a Marvel film. So she's essentially writing the first draft of the of Blade, of the reboot of Blade, where let's see, yeah, Marsha Ali is going to be Blade. I think Mahershala Ali, my apologies. That's going to be pretty dope. I mean, she did very well in Watchmen this series, and now to put what now she's going to be writing for Blade. Yeah, that's I still can't wait for that freaking movie. And that is from I had read that from Shadows and Axe .com. That report. Go over there and check it out. You can read the whole article down there. Let's go and let's find some other things to talk about that were in the news. Keanu Reeves, a comic book came out called Berserker. I read it. It's dope. It's this is no spoilers or anything. It's essentially if you took the take Vandal Savage being an immortal with Deadpool's powers of getting hurt and losing limbs and getting burnt and all that stuff, but them growing back, and take those aspects and then mix it with Keanu Reeves' John Wick and mix it all together and put him as a black ops agent, and that is Berserker. And it's really good so far. The first issue that I read is really good. And I cannot wait to read more because it's the story is starting out pretty good. So, all right. Now, guys, I don't understand this at all, but remember when I said last week that they're talking about supposedly canceling Batwoman? Right, which makes no sense. But then all of a sudden we're getting a different actor for to play Kate Kane, and then also Matt Black. They have revealed that Black Mask is going to be the bad guy for this season. Why are you going to bring those two people in if you're going to cancel the series? That makes no sense. You're trying to go out on a high note? Come on, that's no, that no, don't do that. That would suck real bad. Let's see here. Their NECA has pre-orders for Disney's Afternoon Goliath from Gargoyles. My apologies. You can go on to I think Entertainment World, and there's a pre-order up for Goliath. It comes with a set of hands. Dope ass wings. He's very the texture on the body is very monster esque. Pardon me, that I was young. I apologize. It comes with the book, the spell book from the first episode, and I don't think it comes with any other face plates. And just to make sure, I want to get this correct. Gargoyles. Boom, 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 boom. He looks really dope, by the way. He looks like Goliath. Like the texture on the wings, the muscles on the body. I'm sure it's gonna have a crap ton of articulation. The texture on the wings, the texture on the leather loincloth. Let's see here. Oh, two face plates, the spell book, and I believe a either small green knife or that's a crystal. Who knows? But he looks legit, and it is $32 on Entertainment Earth. So go onto that website and pre-order it because it comes out, I believe, in July. So go check that out. Finally, Black Widow is coming to Disney Plus July 9th in theaters and in Disney Plus, the expensive edition, where you'll pay the money and then you'll be able to see it the same day it comes out. Finally, don't know why it took so long. There were reports saying that they couldn't delay Black Widow any further because there was no. You've already got WandaVision already been out. You've got Falcon and the Winter Soldier that's already been out. So they have to kick off phase four. It's you can't wait too long. Let's see here. Pierce Brosnan has been cast as Dr. Fate in the Black Adam movie. That's pretty dope. I can't wait to see him in that. Let's see here. Ron Livingston has been cat re as taking as recast. He's been the guy that was playing Barry Allen's father in the Snyder Cut has been recast to Ron Livingston. That's what I was trying to say. DC is trying to, they are trying to clean up their acts because of how well the Snyder Cut did. But there were no talks about a Snyder Cut, Justice League Snyder Cut 2, 3 or anything like that. So don't have your hopes holded. You know what I'm saying? There is a Hawkeye spinoff about Echo being developed for Disney Plus, which, I mean, first of all, let's get the Hawkeye show out first, and then let's do a spinoff. I understand that you want to, get this stuff going, and let's keep going on the Marvel train, but let's do the Hawkeye show first, and then do the spinoff, because Hawkeye's got a little bit of love in the new Avengers game, and he's gonna get a little more love when the Hawkeye show comes out, along with Kate Kane. So let's let that breathe a little bit first, and then talk about spinoffs. There's a rumor that Robert Kirkman is in talks to buying DC Comics. What? This rumor that I talked about, I think 2 weeks ago, about how DC Comics is thinking about licensing out their IPs to different comic book companies, or someone's going to buy the entire DC Comics company or something like that, is getting more and more of those articles are popping out everywhere. So I don't know if DC Comics publication is either super in trouble or is going to be bought by someone that has no idea how to run a comic book company, which is kind of scary at the same time. So we'll have to see how those stories develop. Let's see here. Let's get into the wrestling corner. Ding ding. The NXT tag titles are being vacant because it's not, is it? I believe it's Danny Burch has a separated shoulder, and now they have to give up the tag titles. Which, what is going on? First, Karrion Kross last year, or it was in 2008. It was either this last year, 2020, or 2019, where Karrion Kross had a separated, what was it? It was either a separated pec or something in the shoulder region where knocked him out of getting that title shot, and it was given to Finn Balor. And now he's back, and I can't wait for that match to happen. But now I believe it is Danny Burch that has a separated shoulder, and now they have to vacate the tag titles. Oh my God, there's been a lot of, besides those two, there's been a lot of other people that have had championships in NXT and they get super injured and have to vacate their titles. I don't understand that. Cody and Brandy are going to be making their own reality show. Coming out later this year. It's almost kind of like Miz and Mrs., but this is more of a how their lives are, how their lives in AEW are, and other stuff like that. Which again, you're probably saying to yourself that Jay that or that sounds like Miz and Mrs. I don't know why I said Jay. Miz needs to stop hanging out with John Morrison. Maybe that's why I said Jay. Yeah, it does. I saw the trailer and it looks like Miz and Mrs., but it's supposed to be a little bit better. Which, I mean, who knows? But it's coming out, I believe, in this year. I don't know the exact title, that date, but it is coming out this year. And it looks great if you are an AEW fan or just a wrestling fan in general. Because I am a wrestling fan in general. So I enjoy any type of wrestling. I enjoy Impact. I enjoy AEW. I enjoy WWE. I enjoy New Japan, Ring of Honor. It's just most of the time I happen to like watching Dynamite and AEW a little bit better. But that's just me. But, I'm saying that in my ranking, of wanting to see what would I want to see first, it would obviously be AEW. Then it would be New Japan. Then it would be Impact. Then it would be WWE. And then it would be Ring of Honor. So, but if you're just a wrestling fan in general, you're probably gonna enjoy this. Now that we are together, no, never mind. All right, that is it for today. There was a lot going on today. It's been pretty busy, but I thank you for listening. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope you're being safe. I hope you washing hands. If you're in a country where you continuously need to wear a mask, wash your hands, get vaccinated when you can, and have a great weekend. Bye, guys.